Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, second line from the top. Choylo Machil Nasei Al Pi Bekiyin. So in the Mishnah, if a person's a choylo, choylo Sheish Bei Sakano, so the halacha is if the doctor say that he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so the halacha is that we give him to eat. Amr Rabbi Yanai, choylo Aymer Tzarech, v'rayfi Aymer Eino Tzarech. Let's say you have a steer between the patient and the doctor. The choylo says that he needs to eat, he's a sakana, and the rayfi says that's not such a sakana, you'll be fine. The halacha is a shayman choylo, my timer, what's the reason? Because Levi Yedea Maris Nafshe, we listen to the choylo over the doctor, because a person knows what's going on by him. Pshita, affect the Gemara, it's obvious, even if it's just a suffix nafasha says lahako. No, but mahu the tema raifei kim leitvei. I would have thought to not consider this a suffix because the doctor, he went to medical school. He's more knowledgeable. Kamash mola that no, we still consider it a suffix, and therefore, we feed him based on the fact that he says he needs to eat. Raifei oim mitzarech, v'chayla oim merin etzarech. Let's say the doctor says he needs to eat, and the chayla says he does not need to eat. So the halacha is a shayim in the raifei. We listen to the doctor, and we feed him. My taima, why? Because tun v'hudin akilei, we assume that even though Levi Yedea Maris Nafshe, we assume that maybe because he's sick, so his mental capacities are limited, and therefore he does need to eat. And therefore we listen to the doctor, again, at least midin safik nefashas lahakko, we listen to the doctor and we feed him. Fact the Gemara, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Chayla Machila Naisa Pi Bekiyin. The Mishnah said that we feed a Chayla based on the words of two Bekiyin. Mashma Pi Bekiyin in Api Atzmalai. It's Mashma only through Bekiyin and not through himself. Api Bekiyin in Api Baki Achalai. It's also Mashma, it's only if we have two doctors and not one doctor. So it's Mashma we don't listen to the Chayla, and it's Mashma that we don't listen to a single doctor either. So it's a cash on both Rabbi Yanai's statements. Says the Gemara, here we're talking about where the patient's saying he doesn't need to eat. So that's why the Mishnah says that we listen to the doctor. And it doesn't say that we listen to the Chayla, because the Chayla is saying, therefore we listen to the doctor. Okay, well, fact the Gemara, but still, why do we need two doctors? Rabbi Yanai told us that if the patient says, so all we need is one Raifei to say Tzarech. Why does the Mishnah say, Bekiyin, that we need two? Says the Gemara, leitzricha deika achrina ba'adei, that the chayla has another doctor saying that loitzarach, that he does damar loitzarach, who is saying that he doesn't need to eat. Well, then machilin will say al pibekiyin, that we need two doctors to feed him, pshita, that's obvious, seeing that he has another doctor saying loitzarach, so now if we have two doctors saying tzarach, so then it's a savig nefashas lahakum. Savig nefashas lahakum, savig nefashas uvim, savig nefashas lahakum, so what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha deika trei achrini bahadei, that the patient has two other doctors with him that are saying loitzarach, damri loitzarach. So now, va'afagav damri Rav Safra trei kamei meke trei, even though when it comes to edus. So there's no difference between 2 and 100, han milo in edus. That's only with regards to edus, avo in umdana, but when it comes to getting an opinion about something, so basar deus azlina, we do go based on the amount of opinions. However, therefore really we should have listened to the three that are saying loitzarach. The patient and two other doctors are saying loitzarach, we shouldn't feed him al pi bekiyin based on the words of two doctors. However, the kamash one of the Mishnah is that hani milu le'enyin umdana de mamayna. That's only when it comes to monetary matters. Aval hafasavik nafashesu, and even though it's the two doctors are outnumbered, we still listen to the bekiyin and feed the patient. Says the Gemara, but how can you say that the Reish is talking about a case where the patient's saying loitzarach? V'amidikatani seifa v'main sham bekiyin machilin nase al piatzmai, that there are no doctors there, so then we feed him based on his own words, mechad the Reish damar tzarach. So it's mashman that the whole mission is talking about a case where the patient is saying that he does need to eat. So says the Gemara, no, chesuri mechzer v'achikatani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. B'medivar mamurim, that we listen to the doctors, the amar loitzarachani. That's if the patient says he does not need to eat. Avol amar tzarachani, but if he says he needs to eat, so then, ain sham bekiyin trei, so then if we don't have bekiyin, meaning we don't have two doctors that are contradicting him, and saying loitzarach elechad, all we have is one, the amar loitzarach, who's saying loitzarach, so then, machilna se apiatzmai, so then we listen to the patient and we feed him. Ma'bar Vashi Amar, same Teretz Be'etzem, just a slight different twist, that no, kol heicha d'amar tzarachani, afilu ikameya d'amri loitzarach, l'didesh shma'inan. That even if there are 100 doctors that are contradicting the patient and saying loitzarach, we still listen to the patient. So it's a machlaikas, if it's dafka, if there's one doctor contradicting the patient, that we listen to the patient, or even if there's 100 doctors. Ma'bar Vashi says, even 100, shenemar, the Pasuk says, levi d'amar snapshoi, that we listen to the chayla because he knows what's going on by him. But what is he going to do with the Mishnah? Tanan and Main Shambikia and Machil Nasai Al Piatzmai. It's Mashma only if there are no two doctors, then that's when we listen to the Chayla. Time of the Lekha Bikia, only because there aren't two doctors contradicting him. Ha'ika Bikia, but if there are two doctors contradicting him, so then why? We don't listen to the Chayla, then we listen to the doctors. So what's Ramar Varavashi going to do with the Mishnah? Says the Gemara Hachikamar. He'll tell you that the Mishnah means like this. If the patient says that he needs to eat, so then ain sham biki and klal. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that there aren't physically two doctors there. It means ain sham biki and klal, that we ignore the doctors. There are no bikiyin. We ignore all doctors. And machil nasei al pi atzmai, and we feed him based on his own words. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, levi yadei amar nafsha. Says the Mishnah, Misha achso bomis. Let's say a person has a sickness called bomis. Bomis is a sickness, it's a sakana, and one of the simins is that, one of the simanim is that a person loses his eyesight. So, machil nasei api afilu dvarim tameim. So the halacha is, being that he has a sakana, it's a sickness which comes from not eating. So if we need to, we'll feed him even things that are not kosher. Achye oru enov, until he gets his eyesight back, because that's the simin that the sickness went away. Misha nashchu kelev shaita, a person who gets bit by kelev shaita, so we don't give him his liver. The way Rashi explains the Tanakama is because this refuah is not baduk minusa, it's not such a guaranteed refuah, therefore we won't give him the treif, the meat of the dog, the machalas asura, it's the meat of the non-kosher of the dog, in order to heal him. For Masim and Charish matter, he was mattered, he said that no, it is a good refuah. He said another din with regards to refuah, that a choshish begroine, that one who has some sort of throat sickness, which also Rashi explains is a chayli sheish by sakana. So the halacha is metilin leisam b'seichpe b'shabbes. Even on Shabbos, we'll give him some sort of medication which will help him out. Even though refuah on Shabbos is aser, and even though Shabbos is an iser skila, it's more chamer even than Yom Kippur. The halacha is that it's nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh. V'bnei shu saving nefashes because it's saving nefashes on the line. V'chol saving nefashes deiches a Shabbos. Misha nafla alav mapayil. That's a person who falls underneath a building, let's say collapsed. So safik husham, safik inesham. Let's say it's a safik if he's there, safik not. Safik chai, safik mei, safik if he's alive, safik he's not alive. Safik husi, safik yisrael. It's a safik if the person there is Jewish. The lacha is in mefak chen alav esagal. The lacha is still we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to get him out. Matzu chai mefak chen. If you find him alive, so then keep going. Ve'emes anichu. But if you see at some point that he's not alive, so then you cannot be mechal Shabbos anymore. Tan Rabbanan, minayin hayu yoyden she'iru enof. This person who has bulmis, how do you know when he gets his eyesight back? The Meiri says, meaning let's say it's nighttime. So how do you know that he could see again? Mishiyam chemeitayim l'ra atzimin, to know if he could see is whether or not he could differentiate between good and bad. Amar abayu b'tayma. What that means is that whether or not he could taste the difference between good and bad. Tan Rabbanan, misha achzu bulmis, a person who has this sickness. So machilun asay akal akal. The lacha is that we give him the most light iser. So therefore, teva v'truma v'nevela, let's say you have a choice of giving him teva, which is a chi of misa, or nevela, which is just a lav. So machil no say nevela, we'd rather feed him nevela, just a lav. Teva v'shvias, shvias is only an asay, it's an isser asay. So shvias, we give him pair of shvias. Teva v'truma, let's say you have a pile of, let's say, 100 grapes, so you could either give it to him in its tevel state, or you could take up truma, and he'll eat the whole thing, including the truma. So which one should we rather do? Says the Gemara Tanahi, that's a machlekes Tanayim. The Tanim we learned in a Braisa, machilun oisei tevel, ve'im machilun oisei truma. The Tanakama says better to give him tevel. Ben deima imer truma v'le tevel. Then no, better to give truma. Amar Rabba explains that heichad afshar bechulin de kuliyam mule pligi de mesaktinen le mesaftinen le. That avada, if you could take off truma and there's enough chulin there that we could just give him the chulin and that will get rid of the sakana, so then of course that's the better eitzah. Ki pligi b'delei afshar. The machlekes is if he needs to eat the whole thing, he needs to eat every little drop there. So bechulin b'delei afshar bechulin. So mar savar tevel chamer u mar savar truma chamura. So the machlekes, the Tanakama holds better to give him the tevel. Give him the grapes in its present state. And the other man, the Amar, Betema holds that no, better to take off Truma and give him everything, and he'll eat the Truma, at least he won't be Ibran this or Tevel. Now, what's that Machlekes based off of? Mar Savar Tevel Chamer, Avot Truma Chazi Lokai. The similar davar that Tevel is more Chamer, is because Truma is not so bad. It's even mutter. Some people are allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen's allowed to eat Truma. So you see, it's not so Chamer. Mar Savar Truma Chamura, Avot Tevel Efshel Sakune. That, no, really, Truma is more Chamer. And the riot that Tevel is less severe is because, look, you can even fix the Isser. You could get rid of it. All you have to do is take off Truma, and you could get rid of the Isser. So it must not be such a strong Isser, and therefore better to give Tevel than to give Truma.
Yerayim.